Amen. Good morning. Great to be here this morning to worship God together. Please be turning to Mark chapter 5. We'll get there in a minute. Mark chapter 5. If you're visiting, we're really glad to have you. Jeff and Jen Shaw from my tennis team here. He's kind of my tennis coach, really. And I've been so thankful that my salvation does not depend on my declining tennis ability. So the title of my message this morning is, what kind of church is this? What kind of church is this? Sometimes people ask me, well, what kind of doctor are you? Hey, pretty good. Yeah. Say amen to that. I just want to say that I am so grateful to this church. I'm incredibly grateful. Becky and Mikhail and I are so grateful to you. Just can't tell you enough about your love and your service and how much this church means to me. We've been here ever since we've been in Atlanta. We just love this church. And so my mom and my sister came for the first time ever to the church when we had the dinner cookout at the end of graduation. And they came, and you guys did such a wonderful job with them. I mean, you're hospitable and loving and giving. I mean, they were blown away. They've never been. So a couple days later, my sister, who's a lawyer, came to me and she said, you know what I loved about your church? I said, what? Can you close that curtain? That bright light is super bright right there. Thank you. You know, when you see a bright light, you're supposed to go toward it. This is the end. So my sister, the lawyer, who's sort of against religion, she said, you know what I loved about your church? Diversity. She said it was so diverse. So it was loving. People seemed unified, yet there were so many different kinds of people. All ages and races and backgrounds. She said it was so amazing. And to hear my sister say that made me go, I know we got a ways to go, but it is awesome. The love and unity, yet we are diverse. Backgrounds, races, ages. In here, you know, we though love each other. We have different political feelings.
Careful.
We have some dog people. And some cat people. We have some people who love Dunkin' Donuts and who like Krispy Kreme. We have some people who love the New York Yankees. And we have some who love the Boston Red Sox. And yet, we're family. We have people in here who love Ohio State like Jacob Furr does. And some like Michigan, you know, rivals, and yet we're family. We have some people here who love Texas A&M. Or maybe not. Or love Texas, or not. We have some people here who love Florida Gators. And some people who love Florida State. Not that many either. All right, we got some people here who love Georgia. Boulder. Some who love Georgia Tech. So we're family, unified. We have some people here who are New England Patriots fans. And we are the only friends you have. We have some people here who are Alabama fans. Winners. We have some people who are Auburn fans. Few, yeah. Still, but we're family. We're unified. As some of you know, my daughter will be attending the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And in the spirit of love,